content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
Raw, and thank you to turning your channel over to us. You know, we're on a mission to wake up the world towards spiritual freedom and global peace, and we're super grateful for your support. So remember, when you're watching this video or any of our videos on YouTube, if you like them, just hit the like button, share, comment, and subscribe. We really do appreciate that, right? And then thank you there from our Cosmic Corner. You're about to get that in just a minute there. But for those of you who don't know, also we have a Spiritually Raw Facebook group, and we encourage you to join and connect with other truth seekers at facebook.com/groups/spirituallyraw. Okay, and also, if you are listening to this show right now but not able to watch it, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/spirituallyraw, and you will get the video version of everything right there. So yes, thank you very much, and yep, you're welcome everybody. And we have some great guests again on for you today, but before we do that, we have another guest waiting for us in the Cosmic Corner. So let's go right to the Cosmic Corner.
Hello everybody, this is World Meet Astrid Stromberg. She's a psychic medium and astrologer, and you can always connect with her at BrilliantEssence.com. All right, Miss Asher, what do you have for us today?
Oh my gosh. On the May, I'm the friends, right? And usually, without this lockdown, the month of May is a holiday.
Okay, great.
Everybody, I know. In France, everybody's on holiday. Like, half the month is a holiday for some reason or another. So I thought, what a great way to start and say there's the No Dirty Dishes Day coming up. There, I know, really good for women at home. There's the Boys Club Day. There's Be a Millionaire Day.
What day is that on? What day is that day on?
I want that day.
So listen, guys, I'm going to skip the rest of the holidays because Be a Millionaire is really important for anybody who's looking for a job right now. Yes, Venus is retrograde. For 6 weeks, the stock market is just going to go down, down, down for the major part. However, what you can do is use Venus retrograde to really hone in to what you believe in. Like, you've got to go towards what you feel is good for you, that fits your personality. It's really important these days to go out. There's tons of jobs out there, by the way. Virtually, they're small. Yes, downgrade is necessary. But you know what? Any piece of money is good money right now. And what you can do is buy. When the stock market goes down, find a way to connect with something that you believe in that's going to come. Now, the Venus retrograde thing is going to last like about 6 weeks. So what you want to do is meditate, contemplate, start analyzing what you want to engage yourself in financially for the next 6 weeks. It doesn't mean go out there and launch yourself into something that you think, oh my gosh, this is it, this is it, this is it. No, take a step back, open your heart to opportunities that are linked to your personality, and really go for what goes with you, for your heart. Venus is all about the arts, the heart, the love. It's retrograde. If you're with a sailor, yay, because Venus is retrograde in Pisces. So if you're in love, go find yourself a lover boy sailor out there. And another thing, pagan calendars are big this year. Pagan calendars, we just went through the Beltane, which is about halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. Now in the southern hemisphere, they're going through Samhain, which is the witch's new year. Mm. And again, magic is in the air. Prepare your magic for productive, successful, money-making situations. And I'm pointing up, you know, I'm really pointing the arrow to money today because...
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all need it. We all want it. And it's coming to us. It really, really is coming to us.
Would that be before or after the stock market's going to go...
It's... What I feel is happening for everybody is the potential to grasp the universal opportunities. You've been wanting things. You've been visualizing things. You've been saying, "All right, I want this holiday and that house or that car or that job." Just keep steady on your visual goal and open your doors to opportunities. Now, don't go rushing and banging on doors. Just tell people, "I'm ready to help you. I'm available for you. I can do something for you to help you succeed." When you help others, you help yourself. So that's the big thing for this week. Birthdays, happy birthday to George Lucas, Star Wars creator, Kate Blanchett, Lord of the Rings, Mark Zuckerberg, thank you for Facebook. I know there's a lot of controversy, but hey, we keep in touch with our families thanks to Mark Zuckerberg. George Brett, baseball for Kansas City Royals, and Pierce Brosnan, James Bond. There's another one coming out. I can't wait.
Oh, that's going to be good.
All right.
And then last week, you've got downtime, you're cooking, you want a book to read. There's this super film that's coming out. Now, what is it called? I think it's called The Witches.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming out in October, and it's from the author is Ron Dahl. Is that
Ron? Ron who? Dahl.
Ron Dahl. R-H-A-N. I'm dyslexic. Sorry, I might mix. You know,
you're reading your computer backwards. It's all right.
Yeah. But The Witches is coming out in October. There's a book, famous book, called The Witches. It's a children's book. Read it with your kids. It's a great way to initiate them into, you know, the inner power, self-confidence, self-empowerment. So that's what's ahead of us for this week, guys.
Right on. Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you, Astrid. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is, yeah. That's Cosmic Corner, everybody.
Manage your spells. Bring crystals. Okay, crystals, if you're a Taurus, it's jade. We're still in the Taurus mood. It's jade. Jade is super lucky. It brings good luck with finances. With Gemini coming in, it's the agate, which is for the mind, for the balancing,
agate.
For protecting. So keep that in mind this week whilst you're still in lockdown.
All right, right on. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you. Hey, Astrid, real quick, before you love and leave us, where can everybody find you?
Facebook,
Astrid on Air. Thank you, Cosmic Corner. We'll see you next time. All right. What do you say we talk about our next guest coming up?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Let's welcome Michelle Anna Marie Santana. Now, she is an advocate for children who survive childhood sex abuse, and she is changing the way adults are talking about this epidemic. Michelle's on a mission to bring childhood sexual abuse into the light and out of the darkness. She's the author of To Hell and Back and Tell It All to My Son under her pen name, Michelle Santana. All of her books can be purchased on Amazon. Welcome, Michelle.
Michelle, how are you? Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
It's so good to actually see you this time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you repeat guest for you, but you look great. You look great. So tell us on this mission so why are you on this mission right now? So tell us about that. Let's dive right in.
I'm on this mission because the trauma was so horrific that I blocked it out of my childhood, and I didn't even realize I was molested till I was in my 30s, and the same thing occurred to my children. So you mess with my children, you know, it makes me really angry, and I want to do something about it.
Now,
good for you.
When you were, I believe, from looking at the notes here, you witnessed your older sister being molested by your father. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then he turned his attention to you.
Yes.
Got it. How old were you?
I was 7 or 8 years old, and I witnessed him molested my sister for 4 long years.
Mm.
How long was yours?
I think, I believe I made such a fuss about it that, you know, it was just very limited and it stopped. But, you know, I went through a lot of anxiety, you know, and I kept my door locked. And it wasn't till later that I realized, hey, I locked my door. Why'd I lock my door when I went to sleep?
So when you say you made a fuss about it, were you actually fussing to somebody, like maybe your mom or a guardian of some sort?
Yes, my mom and dad.
Okay, so your father molested you. You made a fuss to your mom and dad. So would you sit down with them together and say, here's what's happened? So can you paint that picture for us?
Actually, it's a picture I can't paint because it isn't there.
It's a picture you can't
because you blocked it all out.
Oh, because you blocked it out. Yeah. Got it. Okay. All right.
All I can go by is segments of flashbacks and things that have triggered the flashbacks. And I think, oh, that's what happened. And I'm very, you know, adamant about it happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, Michelle, have you noticed this recently, or not recently, even in the past couple of years, but especially recently, especially since Obama took office, but have you noticed that they are trying to make pedophilia mainstream?
He's just really not an Obama fan.
Well, no, it's because of him, Jay. Yeah. Because of his administration is why they really have pushed the transgender movement. And the whole pedophilia, they're literally trying to make pedophilia mainstream.
What do you think about that? Do you agree with that? Not agree with that? What's your thoughts?
Do you mean where they make it like it's okay?
Yes, that's exactly what they're trying to do, right? Yeah, make it like it's okay.
Yeah, I just saw something on Facebook the other day about a guy saying he masturbated his son that's in a wheelchair and
Lord.
Like, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's awful.
Like, how do you even get your head to that place of even doing something like that?
Exactly.
That's the problem. That's why I believe people do not want to talk about it, because you can't wrap your head around why does this happen.
All right, so let's get back to you for a second. So when did these flashbacks or bits of pieces of whatever happened there, when did they start coming back to you?
They started coming back in 2006.
2006. So is there something in 2006 that happened that started to trigger these flashbacks? Is there a specific event you can recall there?
A few flashbacks came back during that period of time, but it really started flooring me when I saw a Amber Alert on the news, the local news channel, and they was looking for this little girl that she reported to her school that her stepdad molested her. And they, on the news channel, they showed a picture of a U-Haul truck going down the road, and that brought a flashback of my dad moving me away from my grandfather, whom I first told to.
So,
and that was in 2009.
Okay. So your sister, you witnessed getting molested, and then you were on there. Now once you started getting these flashbacks, then who was the first person that you went to in that particular case? When you started you went to your grandfather, which was your father's father or your mother's father?
My father's father. And I received that flashback when I went to my elementary school in Southwest Atlanta to present as author of my first book. And she invited me up on the stage where I went lots of times, you know, as a child. And it was the moment I walked up on that stage and she gave me a gift bag that I thought, this is my grandfather I told.
That's your grandfather you told.
Yeah, that was in 2009.
That was in 2009. So after you told your grandfather at this, now have you at this point gone to your sister and said, hey, this happened to us? And if you have, how has your sister reacted?
That was, well, I believe that part was more traumatic than the sexual abuse itself, because I'm not clear on everything, but I do know she was adamant it didn't happen.
And is she still that way today?
Yes.
You know,
and we've gone back and forth on this, and you know, like, she's okay with what I'm doing, but it didn't happen to me. I'm sorry it happened to you.
Yeah. That's got to be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 2009, when you had the Amber Alert, that's how you started your angel dolls. Is that correct?
Yes. That is what led me to writing my book and publishing it, was the little girl's bravery of speaking out. And I thought, what can I do, God, to help her know it's not her fault? And I believe it was a God-given idea that came to me.
Good for you. And are you the little girl in the story?
Yes.
Aww.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, my little girl and me connected with her.
You, that little girl, and you connected with her. Okay, so now you've gone to make these dolls, so... How are they? So what are the dolls, again, can you forgive me? I want to make sure I got this clear. What are the dolls symbolic of?
Okay, it's symbolic of God's messenger, the angel. And she holds a heart in her hands that opens up with a poem in it that is like a message from God saying it wasn't your fault. And, you know, I can't say the poem completely by heart. I'm sorry, but it's an amazing poem that will help children survive.
Do you know if she ever received it?
I never wanted to try to pursue who she was or whatever till last year, and I knew that she was an adult, so I went to the DA's office and showed them a new angel doll and said, ask them about it, and they, for whatever reasons, told me they don't know what happened to the angel doll. They, you know, admitted, yeah, we, you know, had it, but no, we didn't give it to the girl, so I made her another angel doll.
You're a doll. So listen, hang on there for a sec, Michelle. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, all right?
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth one shoe. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw One Shoe. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very much. So, Michelle, so we got past the dolls. Now, you have just also authored another book, and it's called Tell It All, My Son. Is that correct?
No, that's the first book. This book is To Hell and Back.
Okay, so the first book was Tell It All, My Son. So tell us the concept of Tell It All, My Son. What was that about?
That book was my family's story of sexual abuse and what happened, how we survived. And then it led to the second book, To Hell and Back, which is a whole nother story, which is connected to the first book.
How has your family been with you with these two books that you put out? I mean, are you getting any backlash, or is it just like kind of let her do her own thing?
My son and daughter and my ex-husband are great that I've written the book. They are, you know, pleased that I'm telling our story.
Aww.
They're pleased that you're telling your story. But your mom and dad, when you started telling the story, were they alive when you started telling the story?
My mom was was alive when it came out in 1995, and probably that was May 1995, and by November she died.
Okay.
I think it was too much.
Oh. How does your family, has your family healed from any of this yet, your children? Or is it an ongoing process?
It's an ongoing progress, but they have come a long way.
Aw, that's wonderful.
Both my daughter and son, mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, and so, thank you.
How do people find your angel dolls?
Yeah.
I've just started my business, and it's called Angelica's Child Abuse Recovery Incorporation Nonprofit, and I'm just getting started. And I've, you know, I'm making progress, and I'm meeting with people to help me get donations and get others to help us make the dolls.
Good for you, Michelle.
Congratulations.
That's a very noble cause. I really hope it works out for you. That's Michelle Santana, everybody. And where can they go ahead and buy your books?
On Amazon.
They can buy them on Amazon. All right, right on there. So that's you, Michelle. That's good stuff you got going on there. So I want to thank you for coming on here. It was great to see you again. And appreciate you sharing this information with us. And we'll see you next time. So thanks, Michelle.
Okay.
So, everybody, wow, what another episode, huh? You know,
thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see the stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry.